Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, at least a 17th after that move. So had stuff going on. So I parked on a meter today right across the street.
Can see it from the studio.
Yeah, can see the car.
I'm going to take another look, make sure they're still not dinging you.
Yeah, they better not be. And so paid for my time.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't get out of there. So what do we call? Because, like, if you call somebody a meter maid, would the maids be upset by that? Would these folks be upset? That's not really a political term, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meter supervisor?
Meter conductor?
Meter guru? You know?
Guru's not bad.
Yeah, so the meter guru was going down the hit parade here. Car after car after car, I had to call. She's still my mother-in-law. Kathleen and I have been divorced for a long time. My basic mother-in-law, Vi, is on a scale of 0 to 10. She's an infinity. Our relationship never slipped one speck, even when the divorce wasn't the best thing. Even when Kathleen at that point wasn't thinking highly of me and I wasn't thinking that highly of her. Now I would walk through fire for her. And so Quentin is, because I'm out tomorrow for another medical procedure, another dental procedure. Oh, goody. Even though I have the greatest dentist ever, and I thank him for making this easier for me because of my weird side health issues. So Q is going to stay at Vi's. And so I was doing stuff with Q. I got down here a little later. Then I'm about to call Vi just to confirm what time Quentin's coming over. And as I look, who do I see? The meter guru.
The guru dinging them.
Is dinging the people.
And it's just one after another. Apparently nobody pays the meter.
That's what I'm saying. Is anybody paying the meter? I actually do pay the meter, but I forgot to. I just run out. And so I got it. Paid for it.
About five cars down from you, you'd say, as he was just heading down the line?
Yeah.
He's still out there. He might be listening right now.
Yeah, thank you. Could you avoid, look at, I'm seeing somebody right now. This guy just got his ticket. He's looking at the ticket. Looks perplexed. The word I was going to use, perplexed. He's still staring at it in the driver's seat right now. See him?
That's tough.
Yeah, that's a tough one. What do you think that is? $80? Something like that?
I think it's $1,000. A cool grand.
If we really wanted to stop people. How about this? We want to stop the WCCO radio staff, myself included, not as much as others, who love this role right here down 7th. Boy, if it was 1,000, they'd be paying up the city.
They would.
They would be paying up.
Hey, the rest of the city might appreciate their property taxes going down a bit, maybe.
Yeah, good luck to all of us. Okay, speaking of a legitimate driving issue, it was just a few weeks ago we were talking about this. And I've talked about it forever. And I'm not saying everybody's flawless when they've been driving because they've been distracted. They've been on the phone. They've been putting on makeup. They've been eating and maybe even drinking too much. And it never, ever, ever should happen. It's foolish. It's unnecessary. And then we get to individuals like this clown, Michael James Bowser. It's a Paul Walsh story, Star Tribune. Appeared yesterday in Hennepin County District Court on charges of felony drunk driving, and wait for it, fleeing law enforcement in connection with a trooper pulling him over Tuesday in Brooklyn Center. Remains jailed in lieu of bail, $60,000. Hearing's coming up in 16 days. Message left with his attorney seeking response. The allegations was not returned. Good luck to the attorney. This guy has been convicted 21 times for driving while intoxicated. Short of the record. You know, it's like when Pete Rose got 44 and Joe D had 56.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Lee Becker, 27 drunk driving arrests. Can you tell me how it's possible that Bowser is not in prison for life? I'm exaggerating zero. How many DUIs in Dave Harrigan's world? Let's do the John Williams. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. We have that in the system somewhere. Here comes the judge. In Dave Harrigan, and I know there can be levels of how far over the limit, you know, in what period of time. But at what point is it sheer lunacy and a sheer insult to any of us out there who could be on the road and could be killed because of this derelict human, where you just have to go bye-bye. Sorry, Stillwater, wherever it might be, you are, because you have put yourself in a position to kill people over and over and over again. 21 times. We cannot have the legislature quorum this, Abe Lincoln that. Okay. This is an insult. And I doubt he's done. And have I been perfect every time I left? No, I've not. Am I much more aware of that now? Yes, I am. And I'm not saying everybody was flawless, and anytime anybody was near the limit, over the limit, we all made a mistake. Could have been a mistake that could have hurt somebody, could have killed somebody, whatever. This is a guy who's been convicted 21 times. So what would be your guess? How many other times has he been on the road driving?
I don't want to hazard a guess because it's probably a frighteningly high number.
1,000? I'm like, if you told me 1,000, I'd go over. It's an insult. At some point, way short of this, Dave Harrigan, you go away for 15, 20 years.
You'd have to assume many of the 21 were without a valid license.
Mm-hmm.
Have to guess his license got revoked just a couple of times. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me once, twice, shame on me. What do they say about 21? I've never gotten that far on that, the fool me.
No, I've not. I normally don't get there in blackjack either.
Insult is a kind word. It's a nice word. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And apparently has a pattern of fleeing once he's pulled over.
Yeah, I would too if I had 21 DUIs.
Yeah. At the time of his arrest Tuesday, reading the Wall story, Bowser had one driving-related case pending, connected to allegations that he fled a state trooper who spotted him cutting across multiple highway lanes in Minneapolis in July of 2023.
Sure.
How have we not? And this one, I don't want to hear, well, what does it really stop others? Sometimes what you do or what someone else does is so heinous, so defiant of the law, that you hope it has a residual effect on others. But that's not the bar to saying, oh, are we going to do this? Honestly, if you get, excuse me, if you get to 5, it's got to be a decade, right? In the Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan form of justice. Or is it even less? Is it, I mean,
I'd be fine with less. Again, there's nuance. How over the limit were you? Did you get two when you were 21 in your, you know, third, fourth, fifth, whatever it is, whichever one triggers it? That was 40 years later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that the same punishment? I don't know.
Because the problem is, as you alluded to it, Dave, most of these individuals get to these high numbers. They don't have a driver's license.
Yeah.
Right. So they're just, they're not going to stop.
Yeah. They don't care about the rules of the road, about the rules of who's allowed to drive.
Here's how you're stopped. You're captured. You're tried. And you're sent away for a long, long time. I honestly, felony, this many felony convictions, and you're not still behind bars? What do you want to say about this? Because it's dangerous, because how many others aren't close to this guy? The Pete Rose. Because he's at 44. He's not a Joe DiMaggio. He might get there, though. What should we do? Because what we have to do is we have to throw these people away. 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. With rehab required. You cannot put this many people in danger and be allowed to be a member of our free society. I'm sorry, you shouldn't be. You want to chime in with a phone call or text? I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Among the texts coming in, guessing this individual we're talking about, 21 DWIs and another one. Guessing this guy's been locked through the same local system repeatedly. Not only should he be locked away with the county attorney, should be disbarred and locked up. I'm not convinced of that, because it could be Hennepin, could be Ramsey, could be multiple counties, and then you have different county attorneys. You have different attorneys within the office. You have to have the laws on the books to enforce if you're the county attorneys. And we don't have them strong enough at the state level. More texts. Somebody says, I'm curious to know the judge's responsibility who keeps letting this individual go. Again, you have to have the laws available, but I'd love to see follow-up if there are key examples where judges didn't follow up with strong enough punishment. Maybe giving people their cars responsible with the suspended license should be held accountable, just like those can be held accountable if they buy a gun. More text. A decade with no time off for good behavior. Sounds better. You're being unrealistic. Shouldn't matter if he didn't hurt one. Question, how does this person get a car? More text. I feel the judges need to be held accountable. It's awful. It's dangerous. It's frightening. And, I mean, I started babbling on the radio in 1990. I feel like I've covered this topic over and over and over again. Laura Yoon in the Star Tribune today. Why were boys required to swim naked in Minnesota schools? Dave, at any point, did you have swimming?
Yes.
In middle school?
In middle school.
I did too. 0 to 10, Dave Harrigan as a swimmer. You have to be pretty good considering the triathlon stuff you do.
Yeah, I'm in no way of joining any competition clubs, but I think I'm about a 7.
I think it might be a 6.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
fine. Think highly of yourself.
I'm fine. I think I'm slightly better than average. I'm not a great breather. Okay, make up your jokes. So, the head going this way, the head going that way.
Of the big 4 strokes, how many could you pull off legally?
I can do them all, not well.
Okay.
I practiced the breaststroke the most. You knew I had to go with that joke, right?
Easy. Easy.
I mean,
I'm more of a freestyler myself.
I mean, Carter for sure is, you know, solo versions. Which one is your specialty? I'm not very the backstroke. I don't know. Where's the wall? What's going on?
You got the flags. Got to pay attention. You want to look at your flags. You got to count.
I'm not swimming at Olympic venues. I mean,
you don't need an Olympic venue for a flag to be there. They're at the YMCA, for goodness sake.
I'm swimming outside in the pool. You know what I swim? Lake Itasca. I go to, you know.
Probably there's a great lake to swim at near Minnesota.
Texter. Enough of this crap. When are we officially going to unveil the Gulf of America? Yes, he did miss it. We're going to get to Donnie in a little bit on the butt kissing that's taking place with the social media and the media czars. But yeah, Donnie just saying today, well, among the things he said today, if we have to use military to take the canal, Greenland, and Canada, I'm not ruling it out.
Sure.
And then it's no longer the Gulf of Mexico. It's the Gulf of America.
It's fine.
And then we were debating, who do you do that with? Rand McNally? Big Map? I mean, how do you just change, turn it into the Gulf of America?
However they do it, we know Mexico will pay for it, which is nice.
Of course. Will we have a border all around it?
I think so. Can we fence up the Gulf?
And I'm saying this, and you might think I'm kidding. I'm not. We looked it up. 56,000 people leaving Greenland. There's a better chance than not, if he takes it over, that it will be called Trump land. Yes or no? Are you with me? I'm not kidding. I think it will be called. If he takes it over, apparently we're going to send special forces to fight 56,000 people. The Danes are really going to fight us for that one, aren't we?
Trump land is too easy. It might be like Trumpopia, Trumpania.
I just think Trump land is perfect because they can, you know, Donald isn't that elaborate in his thinking here. Greenland? Who's green? What's green? He'll go to Trump land.